Coming up.
Coming up on Heard on the Street, why investors are dumping retail stocks before Christmas.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello and welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. I'm Miriam Gottfried here with my colleagues Alex Frangos and Steve Russolillo. Steve, some massive plunges in department store stocks recently, most notably Macy's and Nordstrom. Which had pretty disappointing sales and guided poorly for the fourth quarter. Is Christmas going to be a big bust?
That is certainly a great question. And so certainly what we've seen over the past week or so is a real divide here among retail companies. So you quote unquote have the haves and the have-nots, if you will. So as you mentioned, Macy's and Nordstrom both just very, very disappointing results. They cited things like slow traffic, soft sales. Even Macy's blamed the warm weather for people not buying their cold weather apparel.
The age-old excuse.
Exactly. So, you know, difficult times here for the department stores, and a lot of people instead seem to be shifting over to the off-price retailers. The folks like TJ Maxx are doing really well, Uniqlo, H&M, the retailers that have gravitated over toward these, off-price retail, but also, the fast fashion trend that we've seen. So being able to turn over their inventory pretty quickly, be able to keep up with the trends faster than maybe some of the older companies that are moving more slowly. As you mentioned, it's been a very difficult time for some retailers here. But Christmas isn't canceled. I think everyone should take a deep breath here heading into the all-important holiday season. Things will pick up.
I mean, Walmart was reported surprisingly good results. I think, last quarter they came out with a doozy and the stock fell a lot. Basically just changing their guidance. Maybe that was a bit overdone too.
So I think Walmart is just, they have to now, they're shifting gears big time. They sort of announced that they're changing their outlook for the next couple of years. They hit the reset button on the expectations game here. And so this was their first report since they offered that profit warning back a few months ago. The stock was up about 3% or so right after that report, still down around 30% for the year. So it's been a very, very difficult year for Walmart for sure. But they're hoping now that, now that they've reset the expectations, that hopefully they can start continuing to go on the trajectory that they've outlined.
Hey, Steve, the question I have is, the economy is doing pretty well. Gas prices are low. Incomes are rising a little bit. If anything, I would expect people, to wanting to be going up the ladder or spending a little bit more, going to a Nordstrom, going to a Macy's, splurging a little bit, not shopping at the discount stores. Is there something about the product mix, the clutter at department stores, something that's just out of date and they've, not attracting customers anymore?
I think that that's part of the problem, certainly, is that the shopper experience just is not as good as it used to be. Just talking to different people who've been going to the malls, they've just said, the Macy's is just, there's clutter everywhere, and it's just not, people aren't enjoying the experience. If you think, Alex, going back to your question about retail sales in general, with inflation low, with wages showing some signs of picking up, with the job market improving as much as it has over the past year, one would think that people, and gas prices so low, one would think that people should have more discretionary money to spend and should be in a better place to, open up the purse strings a little bit. So retail sales numbers have been, as a whole, relatively weak or not as strong as expected. But heading into the all-important holiday season, though, we will see.
Well, and I think there's also the issue of, what are people spending on? Maybe they're just not buying clothes, right? I mean, I think we also see people spending more on electronics. Everybody has to have the latest smartphone. Everybody's buying a tablet, So it's not that people aren't spending. The money's just going to other people, other companies, There's one of the big retail hedge fund managers, David Berman, has this saying that basically, I think it's Samsung, Apple, and Amazon are basically, that's his theory of retail. He says the consumer's fine, but those guys are the ones taking share.
Yeah, absolutely. New iPhones came out a few months ago, and so, yeah, that totally seems to be happening.
Well, that there is a question about e-commerce and, the department store, is so much about an experience of being there, trying things on, seeing a big variety of things. Have any of the retailers been citing, Amazon or other competition online for the kind of less foot traffic? And I mean, have we reached this kind of tipping point where, people are when they're making more expensive purchases, even for clothes, they're kind of maybe they're browsing at the department store, but then going on to Amazon and finding it for 10% less and going there instead?
The old showrooming problem that Best Buy had for so many years. People were just going into Best Buys and looking at electronics or looking at whatever, and then they were deciding, oh, that looks good. I'm going to go home and buy it online. So yeah, that's certainly a problem that's been around for a long time, and it just shows that these retailers really need to be boosting their online presence in order to try to alleviate some of those concerns.
Thank you so much, Steve. We're going to have to end it there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.